In the fight against terrorism, the British generally have stood shoulder to shoulder with their American allies. But when it comes to handling terrorist suspects, the two governments have parted ways. The British are more willing to give suspects full legal rights. The U.S., by contrast, has restricted access to lawyers and the courts, causing critics to say the government is concealing the weakness of its cases against some suspects still in custody. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The first terrorist suspect to face trial in Britain was accused of running a website that advertised training for would-be terrorists. When he appeared in court, the British prosecutor presented only minimal evidence, saying that revealing more would harm national security. That's an argument U.S. prosecutors have used with some success in American courts, but Mark Littlewood at the British civil rights group Liberty says the judge in London wanted the evidence tested.
And the court ruled that, in fact, the full information needed to be put before him. It needed to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And in those circumstances, they weren't able to do so. And therefore, he was discharged and allowed to walk free.
That was earlier this month, but it was not an isolated case. The FBI has fared no better when it has tried to persuade the British to extradite suspects to the United States. In every one of the handful of extradition cases thus far, the British have refused to cooperate. Lord Anthony Lester, a barrister and member of the upper house, believes that says less about the British attitude than about the heft of the FBI's evidence.
When criminal judges, experienced criminal judges, not liberal do-gooders, but independent criminal judges, have looked at the evidence that the FBI has produced, they have come to the conclusion that it simply doesn't create a prima facie case, a case that justifies extradition.
Some critics say the United States is afraid to put its evidence to a court test, and that's why the government is detaining non-citizens for long periods without charging them, holding people at Guantanamo Bay without bringing them before military tribunals, and even designating American citizens as enemy combatants and stripping them of their legal rights. But Jan Ting, a constitutional scholar at Temple University, says the strength of evidence should not be the issue. The issue that he says should determine U.S. treatment of detainees is this: are we at war or not? He says the British and all other Western countries are still operating under peacetime rules.
They feel obliged to bring particular criminal charges and to haul these individuals before courts to have those criminal charges tested. The United States, since September 11th, has been operating under the rules of war. And it's clear that during wartime, the United States can detain enemy combatants and prisoners of war for the duration until the war ends.
Ting says under wartime rules, there's no obligation to bring charges against a detainee, to provide him with a lawyer, or to give him any other due process rights. He says the courts must defer to the president in all wartime decisions, including the handling of suspects caught in the war on terrorism. But Leila Sadat, a law professor at Washington University, says the U.S. is using the metaphor of war to disguise weak criminal cases. She says the people the U.S. is investigating, especially here in the United States, are not really soldiers.
They're international criminals. They're committing terrible, hideous crimes, and they should be treated as criminals, but they should also be given the due process that we give criminals in our justice system.
Sadat believes that U.S. prosecutors are reluctant to put their evidence to the test. In part, that reflects their fear of exposing their sources and methods, she says. But the prosecutors may also fear losing in a court of law.
A lot of the evidence that the government has is circumstantial, is extremely poor, is allegations made by people that don't have very good credibility, or allegations made by people that the government doesn't want to produce as a witness. So it's the kind of evidence that under vigorous cross-examination and the normal processes of the criminal justice system is simply going to fall apart.
In the first months after September 11th, government efforts to intercept potential terrorists were rarely questioned. But with the first anniversary of the attacks approaching, scholars and judges are looking more skeptically at the government's approach. And so long as there is no new terrorist attack, that skepticism is likely to increase. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.